Even the deforestation argument isn't as straightforward as it seems. Oil palm plantations produce at least 4 and potentially up to 10 times more oil per hectare than soybean, rapeseed, sunflower, or other competing oils. That immensely high yield, which is predominantly what makes it so profitable, is potentially also an ecological benefit. If 10 times more palm oil can be produced from a patch of land than any competing oil, then 10 times more land would need to be cleared in order to produce the same volume of oil from that competitor. As for the question of carbon emissions, the issue really depends on what oil palm trees are replacing. Crops vary in the degree to which they sequester carbon, in other words, the amount of carbon they capture from the atmosphere and store within the plant. The more carbon a plant sequesters, the more it reduces the effect of climate change. As Shankar explains, palm oil production actually sequesters more carbon in some ways than other alternatives. Of course, if you're cutting down virgin forest, it's terrible. That's what's happening in Indonesia and Malaysia. It's been allowed to get out of hand. But if it's replacing rice, for example, it might actually sequester more carbon.